J plus J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
Like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright, I'm riding on a midnight train.
Okay, welcome to Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast from the UBC campus in Vancouver. Thanks to Peter there with Breakfast for the Browns. And of course, Monday is a fantastic day because we have Chris Horrific on at 1 p.m. and he is preceded by Alternative Radio from 12 till 1. But for now, for the next hour, you have some music from a long, long way away and sometimes a very distant time as well. I play old music up front from Australia and New Zealand sometimes. And today I'm actually doing that, playing three tracks from the classic Flying Nun record label. I'm in my travels throughout Canada in musical communities, quite often I hear people talk about the Flying Nun record label. They're from New Zealand. People go, "Oh, wow, you're from Australia. You must know Flying Nun." Yes, from New Zealand. They were a label that was championing the sound that emerged from the city of Dunedin in New Zealand in the early 80s. And it just became a real institution, kind of like maybe Sub Pop Records in Seattle is an equivalent in terms of a label that captured a sound, a time and a place. And Flying Nun was the New Zealand equivalent of that. And a lot of classic bands you might have heard of, The Bats, The Clean, Straight Jacket Fits. I'm going to be playing a few of those bands today. But we've got a lot to get through, so I'm actually going to play you, first of all, a little clip from a YouTube documentary about the record label, so that will be able to explain far better than I can the significance of what this label represented in terms of real quality music. So I'll play you a bit of that, and then three tracks. I'm going to be playing you, well, definitely The Clean with the song Tally Ho, which is noted as being the first major song put out on that label. And we'll definitely play The Straitjacket Fits and maybe one other. So anyway, here is a little short documentary about the Flying Nun record label from Dunedin in New Zealand.
For years, there's been months where I can just buy food one day, 1 week a month, maybe $20 has been on food. And, you know, I got really sick, got the drugs through World Depression. And I wouldn't change a day of it, not right back through the whole rock and roll thing.
In 2002, the record label Flying Nun celebrated its 21st anniversary. In that time, it has achieved a number one album and a number one single. It has received a Tradians Award for export sales. It had three songs in New Zealand's all-time top 30, and it has an international reputation for unique and original music.
The collection of bands that happened to be on this little label were making such innovative and fresh music. It was just so exciting.
The Straitjacket Fits, along with The Chills, would both gain international acclaim, and 21 years on, Flying Nun is still signing new bands with the same sort of potential.
I felt really, you know, privileged to be on a pretty legendary label worldwide, really. It's pretty renowned for being a unique New Zealand label.
Flying Nun was a place to find people that were passionate about the music and not necessarily interested in how the business side would work. This combination would create a unique and seminal New Zealand record label. March 22nd, 2002, at York Street Studios, Auckland, a handful of Flying Nun bands recorded versions of their favourite songs from the Flying Nun back catalogue for the album Under the Influence. The man behind the beginning of Flying Nun was Roger Shepherd. In 1981, he was running a record store in Christchurch and decided he was going to start a record label and release the exciting music he was seeing around town.
It just happened. Could have been anyone.
It was a Dunedin band that caught Roger Shepherd's attention, and it was that band's first song that caught the attention of everyone else.
I actually bought that as a single, and I can remember clearly I was about 19, in my first flat, jumping off the kitchen table onto the floor and pogoing around the room with my mates.
It's like New Zealand's Louie Louie, you know, it's just perfectly in proportion and not too garagey, not too pop.
It's just a pure piece of pop simplicity / genius.
We'll be right back. tragic game. I try to hum a tune, but I can see somebody else's shadow in the room. Sometimes love gets itchy, it needs to go too far. I think our love just left in someone else's car.
Sometimes
Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
And here we are on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, broadcast on CITR 101.9 FM. And I just played for you four tracks there from New Zealand, from the classic Flying Nun record label. Unfortunately, we've only got an hour and I've got so much music to get through, and the Flying Nun label is just a massive storehouse of amazing music, and I could barely scratch the surface, but I played you a little clip from the YouTube documentary about the label that specialises in the music of the city of Dunedin. And I played for you a few tracks, including the classic Tally Ho by The Clean. I also played you Bad Note for a Heart by The Straitjacket Fits from the Melt record, Song by The Bats, and also there, The Headless Chickens with Cruise Control, which was actually, they were quite an anomaly on that label. You probably would have noticed the first three tracks are very guitar-heavy in the alternative rock world, and The Headless Chickens came out and used a lot of electronica, and that music, that song actually was quite a pop hit in New Zealand, and rightly so. So there you go. We will again be playing music from New Zealand at some stage, but we must press on. We've got a lot to get through today, Australian and Canadian music. So just quickly, this is one of the most exciting bands I've heard for a while from Melbourne, actually, the Bakelite Age. This is a side project but from Link Meaney, the stunningly talented singer from the Meanies, who are an established punk band from Melbourne, absolute legends. And Link has been recording music from this act, the Bakelite Age, for a while now, B-A-K-E-L-I-T-E. And he's just one of those very unique characters with a great sense of vocal melody that's just very unique to him. And you'll know what I mean when I play this. This song's called Crawling Round the Cellar by the Bakelite Age from Melbourne. So I thought this was pretty neat. Okay, here we go. Back to the music.
Crawling round the cellar, crawling round the cellar, crawling This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, here broadcast on CITR 101.9 FM. And we featured three Australian acts there. We heard at the top was the Bakelite Age with that really awesome song called Crawling Around the Cellar, featuring the genius of Link Meaney there and the songwriting and vocal duties. In the middle was the unmistakable sounds of The Church, who are going to be playing in Seattle on the 7th and 8th. They're playing two shows in a row on their North American tour, and I'm going to do my very best to be there because they are one of the greatest bands of the last 30 years. And I played you a song off their 23rd album called Untitled Number 23. The song was Operator, which is one of the singles off that record. And finally, a band called Three Quarters Hazel from Sydney, Australia, who are a folk rock, reggae, soul band. Very upbeat and funky vibes there from Three Quarters Hazel, and I thought that was a good way to segue into some Canadian music here, some local tunes from Vancouver, some more upbeat, soulful, rootsy music by Chris Mapstone and Root System. I have in my hot little hands here a freshly mastered version of a song called Revolution that they've been playing live around the traps. I'm going to be playing you that right now. And also a couple of other acts who Chris and the boys played with last night at the Nyala African Restaurant. There's quite a little scene developing around the band Root System. Chris, the singer, is really quite passionate about forming a scene of local roots music. And, it's been really great to attend gigs, particularly last night where he played with Sheena Marie. So I'm going to be playing you three local acts right now, but starting off with Revolution. This is freshly mastered. This is one of the standout tracks. It's really got people up and dancing on the dance floor. Here we go. Chris Mapstone and Root System.
To live my life free, free from hostility that brings us down. Hey. I don't understand why I stick around. The longer I stay, the further I go down. Oh, you see, they stole my home now. All of my soul's one thing. Yeah, I come in peace. I will not die for your beliefs. Bring me down. Yeah.
so long since I stood my ground. Another time has come for something to be done. Can't you see there's no end to that? But to the insatiable greed that brings us down. Hey, 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 hey. A revolution. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, a revolution.
Make me stop. Little red light flashing in my night. Please make me stop. 'Cause I keep dropping it off of you. Now I know it's wrong. See the way you shine as some sort of sign, and I know it's wrong. 'Cause you light it just in you. And just in time, when you pass right by me, I'll be cold again, I'll be alone again. We knew this time you could never hold me, so I'm told again, I'm on my own again. Please make me stop undressing what we said just to watch my skin turn red. Please make me stop staring at your bed like it should be me instead. I think it should be me instead. Just in time, when you pass right by me, I'll be cold again, I'll be alone again. We knew this time you could never hold me, so I'm told again, I'm on my own. Me in the night is your light. All that moves me in the night is your light. All that moves me in the night is your light. All that moves me in the night is your light. All that moves me in the night is your light. You're all that moves me in the night. Just in time, when you pass right by. So I'm stoned again. But all that moves me in the night is your light. All that moves me in the night is your light. All that moves me in the night is your light. All that moves me in the night is your light.
Thank you.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. I just featured three acts from the Vancouver roots scene that's been developing slowly but surely. Chris Mapston and Root System with the awesome track Revolution. And in the middle, we heard Sheena Marie with Red Light. And finally, there was Love of Peace and the Humble Beast, an act from the Comox Valley, who's recently relocated to Vancouver to start playing some gigs. And all three of those acts played last night on the bill at the Anaela African Restaurant, and it was great. I definitely recommend keeping your eyes peeled to this show, because I'll be playing some more Root System and more of the bands that are popping up in the local root scene. So I'd better press on here. We don't have too much longer. I want to play you a song by Todd Fancy, who is one of the members of the New Pornographers, and he's a guitarist from that band, and he's put out a couple of solo records. So I wanted to play you a song now off the album called Fancy. Let's see. Let's play a first track. It's called Carry Me, and let's get into that. And of course, Destroyer is another side project from the New Pornographers. We might play some Destroyer next week, but for now, here's Fancy, and we're getting towards the end of the show, so let's get on with it. Oops, just a little technical hitch there, but I'll be right back. Let's see. And also, I'm going to be playing for you some tracks by two artists that are playing this weekend. Here we go. Here is Fancy coming up right now. Thanks so much for your patience. And here we go. Fancy.
The Biltmore Cabaret is the home of great live music in Vancouver. Friday, January 14th, work off that winter weight gain at the Run With The Herd and Miami Device Sweat Fest. The diverse electronic stylings of Run With The Herd and the Afrobeat grooves of Miami Device are sure to lead to a few pants-off dance-offs that you won't want to miss. Tickets are $10 at the door. January 22nd, the Biltmore and Beatroot are proud to present Woven Hand with Get Some. Woven Hand offers an expansive take on folk traditions from around the world, played with a rock band setup and murder ballad tempos. This is an early show with advanced tickets available from Zulu, Red Cat, and the Biltmore. Get ready for a January 28th you won't soon forget. The Biltmore, Beatroot, and Timber present the Pack AD, The Manipulators, Bogus Tokus, and Hospital Blonde. This one should be loud and awesome. It's also your last chance ever to see The Manipulators play live. Advanced tickets are available from Zulu, Red Cat, Scratch, The Biltmore, and TicketWeb.ca. For more information and tickets to these and other shows, visit www.biltmorecabaret.com.
Okay, and that's the end of the show, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. We crammed a lot in today. New Zealand music, Australian music, and Canadian music. At the end there, we heard three tracks, local artists. First, Todd Fancy, the guitarist from The New Pornographers, and we played an older track of his from a solo release. The song was called Carry Me, and that album, Fancy, also features Sarah Lapsley on vocals, formerly of Vancouver Knights. And in the middle was Certain Breeds, and they are playing at the Astoria on the 29th, which is coming up very soon, the Astoria here in Vancouver. And finally, was a real treasure there, Thomas Morgan. Now, he is an Australian expatriate who's living in Vancouver. He's the bassist for Chris Mapstone and Root System, and he is an absolutely extraordinary talent, an upright bassist, and plays a regular bass too, and he does some absolutely incredible work with a loop pedal. And the track we played was called Whites, and it's just something he ripped off. He played in his bedroom. He just like recorded this album, this song straight to just chucked it up in MySpace, a new track. And that was just haunting and beautiful. The song was called Whites, and you can catch Thomas Morgan at Main on Main, this Wednesday. So more from Thomas Morgan coming up in the weeks ahead. Okay, so this is the show. My name's been Matt, and this has been Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. We have alternative radio right now. See you later.
To be relevant and an artist, you say. But the artists that I always wanted to be like were people who were relevant. The only reason I got hooked up with Allen Ginsberg, I was in Puerto Rico, and I read that they didn't like Hal. You know, I was the first issues of the Village Voice when Norman Mailer was on the board and Mayor Koch was a liberal. That's how far back that was. And I said, wait a minute, a guy wrote this poem, 1955. Why are they making so much fuss about this? And so, as a result of that, I went back to New York and sought him out.
That's Amiri Baraka, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Amiri Baraka on Resistance.